Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial on in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves, as we like to say. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, before we continue with the phone calls, as we will do, that's what the point of the show is, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliates, numbers 59 and 60. So crossing the 60 affiliate threshold, which is a big deal for Free Talk Live. Welcome to the Valley's Big Talker, 800 and 1230 WBHP in Huntsville and Decatur in Alabama. So good evening to everybody listening to us up there. We're pretty much covering northern Alabama at this point. We've got Florence. We've had Florence on board WVNA for a long time. And now welcome to Huntsville and Decatur.
We dominate northern Alabama.
So there you go. Hop on board here. Give us a try. When we say you really can call in about anything, please do. 800-259-9231. As you've probably already realized, Free Talk Live is not your typical talk show. Not just because we're open phones, anybody can do that. But we also are on the issues coming at it from a perspective that you don't tend to hear on conservative or progressive talk.
Right. You're going to have to give us a little while, and I believe it's just the weekend, so you're going to have to give us a few weekends to, well, really know what it is that we're saying. I know that you're going to hear something you say, these people are just rabid ultra-conservatives. Or you're going to hear something you say, these liberals, I can't stand it when they get liberals on the radio. We're neither of those. And our message is extraordinarily consistent.
Actually, WBHP, to correct you on one thing, WBHP is actually coming on board for a couple of our weekday hours as well.
Oh, so very good.
They'll be getting us during the week, which is good news, too. All right, so let's go to your phone calls here. You can bring up whatever you want. Ed is listening to WFTL in Palm Beach, Florida. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
I had some comments about the global warming and the climate change and all
sure.
that.
Sure, go for it.
And this is my own personal opinion, and this is just how I look at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just one perspective. The way I look at it, how long has the world been around?
Long
billions
time.
Billions of years?
Yeah.
Right?
4 billion, right.
Okay. So I have a little analogy. It's kind of like, You have a 55-gallon drum, right? And every day you walk out to that drum and you drop one drop of water into the gallon of a 55-gallon drum. Do you think in your lifetime or your kid's lifetime or your kid's kid's lifetime or your kid's lifetime, anything that we do is going to actually affect us directly? It really isn't.
I think you're right about that. Of course, with a 55-gallon drum example, by the time you get to the next day, the drop will have evaporated. But
well, you're assuming it's sealed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even, let's say, if it didn't evaporate, you one drop a day for a 55-gallon drum, how long do you think it's going to take to fill that drum?
I think Mother Nature has an amazing way of keeping herself balanced, regardless of what the little ants do on the surface.
That's the way I look at it. I mean, the world, the Earth has been here for billions of years, and I really don't think whether we have excess emissions from cars, maybe it damages the ozone a little bit, but like I said, it's not going to have any effect on us directly. I mean, we live, a maximum of 100 or 115 years is our lifetime. The world's been around for billions of years. It's going to be around for billions more. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's interesting you brought up the ozone layer. Funny, you never hear about that anymore. That was the ecological dilemma from the 90s, the ozone layer in the late 80s. Prior to that, it was the fear of a new ice age that was coming on. Now we're worried about global warming. I don't know what I'm supposed to be worried about anymore.
Yeah, it's really true. I mean, if the climate's going to change, it's going to change. It's not going to change because we made it change. It's not going to change because we don't want it to change. If it's going to change, it's going to change.
If it gets warmer, buy yourself a pair of shorts. And if it gets colder, get some get some warm clothes. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your input. I share your beliefs on that one. 800-259-9231. And if it gets warmer, I don't see what the problem with that is, really. I mean, if it gets a few degrees warmer, Okay, so now you can grow in tropical plants in more areas than you could possibly grow before, right?
Yeah, right, and living on the equator has got to be unbearable.
Oh, well, they can move out if they don't like
right,
it.
Right, that's the thing.
A couple of degrees doesn't make a difference when you're at 90.
What concerns me the most about this whole global warming thing is that we have available to us venues for dealing with conflicts that come up between humans. If, in fact, there are groups of people that are polluting the world by releasing chlorofluorocarbons or carbon dioxide or methane or whatever it is, then why can't one of these global groups bring these people to court and just hash it out right there, and we can figure out what's going on? Because I'll tell you, I find it even difficult to find a good debate between scientists on YouTube on this particular subject, let alone why it is that they don't bring it to court. And I've really got to wonder if it, you know, how good is this evidence that they have for global warming?
Let's continue. You can bring up anything. Bob is in Canton listening to WCER. Bob, what's on your mind tonight?
Mark, hi Ian, hi
hey,
Mark,
Bob.
God bless. Hey,
go
good
for
to
it.
Talk to you, and I liked what you guys said earlier. And Chris, poor guy. Look, environmental issues, I used to support Greenpeace years ago. We do have environmental issues, but when you have the corporation, GMO and food and powdered aluminum and barium being sprayed from the skies.
Well, you have no evidence for those claims, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, look, let me give you a heads up, Chris, down there. There's a new book out called by Christian Warner, Red Hot Lies, okay? And that concerns the incident with Phil Jones of that English university who blocked information and also destroyed the evidence and said he lost it. He reported to Kyoto and IPPC people. BBC withheld that information for months, okay, on Phil Jones' lies, okay?
And the other I don't know people, who that is.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is what I'm hearing you say is there's some
the
sort of climate situation where the BBC was covering it up when they were made aware of?
That's right.
Okay.
I think a month is a reasonable amount of time for a news organization to research things and make sure that, you know, everything shakes out before they just go and blow the lid off of something that could be very important.
I'd say you're right about that. Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Jim listening in New Mexico. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I've got a slightly different twist on this issue.
All right.
Because we have a local forum here, you know, on the internet where we can go in and discuss issues, and awful lot of, I guess what you call liberal progressives here who have totally bought into the anthropocentric global warming issue argument. And no matter how much I talk about these emails and the lies and the distortions and the suppression and the twisted computer programs, they still come back and say, yeah, but if you, all you have to do is look around and see that we're experiencing extremes in weather and, extreme cold here, extreme floods over there, extreme heat over here. It's just not normal.
You know, what that reminds me of, and I've often said that I find the people that are, you know, on this global warming thing to be like religious zealots, is it reminds me of when people that are Christians that are predicting the end of the world will say, well, what about the wars and the rumors of wars and the natural disasters in diverse places? Well, these things have been going on forever, and the changes in the dramatic weather has been going on forever. It's just the nature of the world. You know, sometimes there's dramatic weather.
I think what you're running into, though, Jim, is likely cognitive dissonance when you hold a certain position and you believe you've come to it through some sort of understanding,
whatever.
Or you just believe it, but these people, they believe they've researched or whatever. You're challenging those beliefs, cognitive dissonance kicks in, and it basically shuts them off from being able to effectively, to effectively assess what it is that you've put in front of them. Because if it's challenging to their beliefs, they'd much rather just shut it off rather than have to admit that they could have been wrong about something. Not everybody suffers from it as bad as some.
Oh, everybody suffers from it. It's just, you know, how and where.
Some worse than others. More coming up. Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The Grow Up Plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls about what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. If you are a lady listener, you're welcome to participate. If not, you're welcome to enjoy the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And no, it is not a beauty contest. Anybody who is of the female persuasion is qualified.
And welcome.
Yeah, and as long as you send in the requisite video or photo evidence. So head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
And how would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones with a stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? I don't know about you, but it's difficult to get my wife very interested in handguns, but I want to see her protected. The Tiger Light is an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand because it's a flashlight. And unlike other weapons, there's no expectation by the perp that you have a weapon, so you catch them by surprise. It's the Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a special Christmas rate, tiger.freetalklive.com.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Bill is in Kentucky, and Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, this climate change thing is something that always drives me up the wall. I think it's fair to start out by saying that any kind of impact that we have on the climate, and we do have some impact on the climate, but it's minute, but the impact that we have on the climate does affect human beings. We are hurting human beings. You know, that's not to say that we don't come up with new technologies that help us, new medical technologies that help us, but then we're always trying to catch up the fact that we're hurting ourselves with the pollution, with chemicals that are in the air, chemicals that are in the water, technology that harms us in some way. So we're always having to catch up with that and fix problems that we've caused. So anyone who could say that we don't do a substantial amount of things that hurts the human race, it's kind of hard to...
People are living longer, though, don't you think?
In some ways, they are living longer, but in a lot of ways, people are just sustaining their life through medicine or through technology that keeps them alive, I guess you'd say.
Well, not everybody is doing that. I mean, look at Jack LaLanne.
Oh, I will say we are making leaps and bounds, but what I'm saying is we're always having to go back and fix... You know, there's no question that there's a lot of higher cancer rates because of, because of chemicals in certain areas.
It could be said that there's an opportunity for cancer to, people to die from cancer because they're living long enough to get that old, to get cancer. So what I'd like to point out, though, is that the problem is the regulation. Rather than solving problems as they crop up through a system of dispute resolution, there's the court system. I admit it's a terrible system. However, how much better is the government and its regulatory systems? The problem is using regulation to tell everybody they can't do something, when, in fact, you really only need to go after the biggest organizations that might be doing something. And
the government.
Right. The government. So, I mean, you were asking to use the government to fix the problems that, in fact, the government are, they're doing in the first place. And most people are really after the corporations. Most of the greeny types, they're after the corporations, when, in fact, it's the government that's doing the polluting.
It's the biggest corporation out there.
They want to use the government to stop the corporations when it's the government that's the biggest offender.
Well, it's the government that created the corporations in the first place.
Right.
Any other thoughts for us?
And on the other end of this perspective, it's also fair to point out that it's completely egocentric to think that we can have a legitimate impact on the planet because, I mean, we're human beings, like Ian says, we're ants, in perspective, we are nothing but an animal species, and to think we can hurt a planet, and the planet, if it wants to, and to personify the planet, if the planet wants to, it's just going to pimp slap us and put us back in our place, at a moment's notice. So,
yes.
We can build, we can do, excavation, we can do, alter the terrain of the earth, and then, the earth responds by floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and killing. We haven't had really I mean, there was the tsunami, you know, 5 or 6 years ago or 10 years ago. I think maybe 250,000 people were killed. The Earth does respond. And while we are hurting ourselves as a human race, you know, and having to go back and fix that all the time, just to think that we hurt the planet, you know, something that's, you know, the an ant in comparison to a state is kind of ludicrous, and it's so egocentric to think that, you know, we actually can impact that. So that's
Bill,
my point for tonight.
Thank you. I want to appreciate your call, and thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's continue and talk to Dan in Utah. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to touch base on the climate issue briefly. I'm not sure, you know, what I think about it as far as whether we're contributing to it or, you know, if it's a natural wax and wane kind of the, but I want to play devil's advocate for a second.
Sure.
You know, one caller called and said, you know, basically his primary concern was the longevity of mankind. And I kind of commend him for that because I feel like a lot of people who are diehard about, you know, global warming get on the, oh, it's so sad, animals are dying, it's bad for the earth, the ice caps are melting. When, you know, kind of in my opinion, what the real threat is, you know, what are we going to do? And if we were to die off, it probably wouldn't be bad for the earth at all. It would probably, you know, be beneficial.
Well, the Earth doesn't really have feelings, so I don't know how one can benefit the Earth particularly.
Well, you know, not emotionally, but as far as, you know, pollution.
Why would it be good for the Earth?
Yeah.
Why would it be good for the Earth?
I can tell you the Earth's going to be fine either way.
If I take a piece of chalk and I draw on a stone, have I in some way hurt the stone?
No, of course not.
Then I don't really see that the human race is going to hurt or benefit or anything the Earth. The Earth is a big glob of mud, and it will be fine one way or the other. I kind of agree with the other caller on that one.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Dan?
No, that's it.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, if you really want to get technical, there really isn't any difference between you and the rock in the first place.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, like quantum physics, not that I understand a whole lot of that, but it's my understanding that it's all just vibration and different frequencies, right?
Yeah, I don't go for it. In my mind, there's a big difference between life form and a non-life form. You know, like
well, clearly there are
clearly
there are differences, but technically everything is, you know, kind of connected. I mean, so like we are essentially still part of the Earth, if you will, or part of the whole universe, right?
I don't know.
You think?
Nah,
because you're sharing electrons, you're sharing.
I'm here and I'm there, but I control this corporeal body of mine.
You do. Absolutely.
You know,
I'm not saying you're not in control of yourself. I'm just saying that when you're touching the rock isn't actually solid. It just appears to be solid. It's all an illusion. In fact, it's my understanding that most of what you see as mass is actually empty space as far as at an atomic level. If you actually look down at that level, it's mostly empty, interestingly.
I find what you say offensive.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, how do you even know there is an Earth? How can you prove it? It's Free Talk Live.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited, as always, to bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site free. They include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
If you've been hearing in the news about the dollar crashing and you've been wanting to get some gold and silver as a hedge against inflation or perhaps as an investment because, well, you've heard that it's been going up and up, and it has, but you kind of looked at the gold and silver companies out there, and you were very confused about the process. You didn't know what a numismatic coin was. You don't know what the difference between numismatic and bullion and all that other stuff. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I have picked five coins there and a book that explains the Federal Reserve System and how our government is robbing every single citizen through the issuance of fiat currency. You can get all that at gold.freetalklive.com. I've tried to make it easy, and it's remarkably inexpensive. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls. Stephanie is with us, ladies first, listening to KUSA in Yakima. Stephanie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, what's on my mind is the Dark Skies Initiative.
What's that?
And yeah, I know, it's kind of a weird thing, and I don't hear much about it, but I stumbled onto it one day. And basically, it's a nonprofit group whose goal is to reduce light pollution so that young people can look up at the skies and see stars again at night. And I'm kind of interested in that. And it's something I think a lot of different types of people could get into because it's something that reduces the amount of light and power we use, but also, you know, the benefits are you can look up and see stars at night.
It sounds like a nice idea, but why not just move out into the woods? Problem solved.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of live near the woods. I'm in Yakima, and when I was a kid, I used to see a ton of stars at night. And even here in a really small town, you know, you look up, you don't see stars anymore. You know, I was in big
city, live in a town,
I really missed, and I moved home, and you can't see them anymore. So I don't know. I think it's a great idea.
I have no objection.
I tell you, when I go out to my property, I live outside of town, and when I go out to my property and turn out the lights, even when the lights are on, honestly, I can see far more stars than I could ever see in Tampa, Florida, when I lived there in the Southern Bay Area.
Certainly, it's cumulative. The amount of light that is there is going to affect. In fact, if you just have one light on, it's going to blow out your vision to some extent, and you're not going to be able to see as much as you might otherwise.
Yep.
But and I have no objection to people turning off lights. I mean, it saves money. It saves electricity. That means your power bill is going to be lower. I think all the economic incentives are there. So I'm not necessarily opposed to
it. Not even, though, just about turning them off. It's about putting in lights that don't glare upward, which creates something called sky glow.
Mm-hmm.
And these lights, I guess there are types of lights that you can install that create less glow than other types.
That's
and then that reduces the glare, and more stars are visible at night. And I have a son now, and I just think it'd be so neat if he could look up and look at the sky and see stars visibly without having to get a high-powered telescope or spend a bunch of money on equipment.
Well, he doesn't have to spend a bunch of money. He just has to go outside of Yakima.
Right.
Well,
it seems like it's fine. I have no objection to what you're saying here. Why turn a light skyward? What's the point in that anyway, right? I mean, shouldn't the light be shining downward?
Exactly.
That makes sense to me. It's just that any amount of changes that you do, any of these tweaks inside a city or a town, you're just never going to have the same experience, period, ever, possibly, that you could have by going 2 minutes outside of town into the woods where there are no lights that are going to be around you, and then you'll get to see all of the stars you could ever possibly want. So a camping trip would be a way to solve that, or buying a home outside of city limits is the way to really make it so your son will be able to see stars. Thanks for the call, Stephanie. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
One night I was camping in Yellowstone. I was just actually really driving through. I didn't spend a lot of time there, and I decided to spend the night in a sleeping bag on top of my van, to looking at the stars, and it was just incredible. You're up there at 14,000 feet or whatever.
Oh, wow.
It is, and did I mention I was on top of a mountain? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's crazy.
Let's continue. David is listening to WKBK in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I was going to get back to the environmental stuff. I don't know why people would be against environmental stuff. I mean, how many rivers can you drink water out of? I mean, if you walk down the street, you're going to get smoke in your face. And if you can't drink water out of rivers, how many animals and things are also, you know, maybe dying or whatever trouble they're having with the rivers. You know what I'm saying? So anybody who's against environmental stuff is dumb, in my opinion.
I agree. Everybody wants clean water. As a matter of fact, the water that I drink comes from a well that's fed by a stream. So, I mean, I get all mine right out of, it may not be a river, it's a stream.
Let me make a suggestion here, David. I am all in favor of clean water and clean air and trees and things like that. And I think that the best way to protect the environment is not through government. And that's what most of the environmental people, the environmental activists out there, are looking to do. They're looking to get the government to force everybody to behave in a certain fashion in the belief that that's going to do something to so-called save the environment. I think if you want to protect... Hang on a second. If you want to protect the environment, the best way to do it is to turn it over to private hands. Most of the land in this country, especially out west, is actually owned and operated by the federal, or it's controlled, if you will, by the federal government. And these governmental bureaucrat land managers don't have the correct incentives to actually take care of those environmental areas. So what they end up doing in many cases is leasing them out to private agencies who will, you know, strip mine it or clear cut it or whatever it is they'll do, because they don't care either. It's not like they own the land. They're just leasing it from the government. So no one has the incentives under the governmental paradigm to actually take care of land. You contrast that to an organization like the Nature Conservancy, for instance, is one example of a private organization. It's a don't know if you want to call it a charity. It's a private organization that accepts contributions from people, and it effectively purchases plots of land, and it as those, the people that are running the Nature Conservancy say, we're going to keep this land pristine. We want this land to be in its natural state, and that's what they do. So what I'm trying to explain here is that if you want to protect the environment, the best way to do it is not by threatening your neighbors, but by persuading them and showing them how your way is the best way. Does that make sense?
Well, actually, it does make sense. It makes sense, sure.
Thanks, David. Appreciate your call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CII toll-free line.
The Nature Conservancy is a great example, and I would point out that, well, you don't see them drilling in the Nature Conservancy's land, whereas within the Alaskan National Wildlife Resource Center or whatever it is, ANWR, well, they're drilling there because the government was put in charge of that
exactly.
bit of land, and they were supposed to keep that pristine. And you can just, the government does whatever it wants to do anytime it wants. Why would you turn over land that you want to save to that organization? And I think as a better, you know, at least an example more close to home, I said that I get my water from this brook. Would I ever dump anything in this brook? I
no.
drink out of it.
Absolutely not. Indeed, what that brings out one more point, and we'll continue with your calls, but if you've got privately owned land, that also means you can have privately owned rivers. As you're saying, Mark, you own that section of that river, do you not?
Yeah.
So if there's a neighbor upstream from you, and he starts dumping things in your river, that comes into your part of the river, so therefore, you would at that point have a lawsuit. You'd have a legitimate
claim, yeah.
a claim against that person for polluting your property. Now, if the river is not privately owned, if the river is just public property, then it doesn't matter if somebody dumps something into it. Obviously, it matters that we care, but it doesn't matter in that there's no one who's responsible ultimately for that river. No one is going to be interested
right.
in holding anybody accountable for it because, well, they just don't care as much.
Well, they care and they want to hold people accountable, but then you have to get this big apparatus of government. And trying to get the government to do anything is just the most arduous task.
Yeah.
You have to get lobbyists involved, and it just costs so much money. Why in the world would you want to do that when it just be so much easier for people to, you know, own and manage their own property.
Let's go to Chris in Charleston. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Chris is gone. Apologies. Let's try instead Bob, listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, you're
I'm
on the air.
Sorry, Mark. I didn't know that was your river. I had to go. The problem seems to be people don't accept with all the technology we have now, the media. I mean, before the tsunami over in Indonesia, that would have been a tiny little article in a newspaper, which no one would have saw. Now we can see all this live.
Bob, I know you're going somewhere with us. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More with Bob and your calls as well about whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Certain restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death. Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, a national journal of libertarian opinion, news, investigation, and intellectual exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we'd like you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Now, those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you up front for their website. We give you the features on the website free, and then we ask for your voluntary support. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for as little as $3 a month to get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, amp-only forum. We've also got the amp-only podcast and more. Go and get all the details. Get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card or some of the alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with Bob listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Basically, I was talking through with the environmental issues, and we see it every day. It's, you know, the first thing in the news that they're leading to. And in prior years, years ago, you never got to see this. It was like a little article in a newspaper. And based on the technology and all the information we're getting now, we can understand why things are so bad. You know, it's because you're seeing it. It's being thrown. It's a good old fear factor.
When you say things are so bad, what do you mean?
Oh, when you see on TV, you can see the tsunami. You can...
I see. Well, I see what you're saying. You're saying because of the information, you're saying because of the quick flow of information, it may seem to people that things are more climactic out there, that they're more dangerous, that there are more awful things occurring. But what you're pointing out is it's just an illusion because you're just seeing more of it now because of the information.
It always existed. What we had before was the,
people would never see all these different trials on TV, anything. You know, you're getting it firsthand up front.
Yeah.
And it's basically, you know, it's all there. We're
I think you're absolutely right.
Face, so everybody's afraid.
Yep.
Crime has never been better. I remember as a kid, I lived in New Jersey, though, and you'd see smoke billowing out of chimneys, things like that. And now the waters have never been this clean. There's no smog compared to what there used to be.
I can tell you here, Bob, we do this show from New Hampshire. 100 years ago, I'm told that there were no trees around here because they'd all been farmed. Now they're not. So there's trees everywhere. Thank you. I think you're absolutely right in your point, and I thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. It makes the point about crime as well. When you open a newspaper or you tune into a TV newscast, they're talking about crimes that happen not necessarily in your area, but maybe halfway across the country. You know, kids being molested, kids being abducted, all of these scary
kids
stories.
Kids floating around in giant Mylar balloons.
Yeah, all of these scary stories that they're not really happening that often. It's just that
hot
it's
girls
easier
that have gone disappeared in
right.
Bermuda or wherever.
It's just easier to get the information today. So put it all in perspective, I guess, is what you should say to that. Let's talk to Aubrey. Ladies have preference here. Aubrey, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WFTL in Florida.
Hi.
Oh, you're
I'm
not a
Aubrey,
lady.
And I'm actually a guy, but that's okay.
Sorry about that, Aubrey.
That's quite all right. You know, Bread did that to me. The band Bread, remember? Aubrey was her name. Well, Aubrey was his name. Not
I've heard the band.
Anyway, you know, I wanted to say about the climate debate, okay, is that what bothers me is that, well, why does it have to be such a big debate? I mean, is it safe to say that the climate that global warming is happening. I don't care why it's happening. I mean, the ice caps are melting. The glaciers are melting. Permafrost is disappearing. And you keep saying that we don't want the government involved. If the government doesn't pay for the research, who's going to pay for it? I mean, all these things that we found that affect us, that hurt us, help us over the years, in the past, it was like, something happened to you, and you decide, well, we're not going to do that anymore. But now there's so many more people on this planet, or even in our country, that, you know, we'll
can I answer your question here? You asked the question about who's going to pay for research into the climate. Who would pay for space exploration if the government's NASA disappeared tomorrow?
You're going to say big business would pay for it.
Oh, I'm not going to say that, actually.
Yeah, okay.
No, what I'm going to say is the market would pay for it if it was in demand. If people are interested in the environment, and I think they are, then they'll pay for it. Universities will fund their own studies.
Yeah,
you'll have big companies throwing money into things like that.
That wouldn't you had to have a catalyst. Originally, if the government hadn't gotten involved, none of
the government is not a catalyst, sir. It's just an agency of force. It's just an agency. It's a monopoly over the.
No, you see, you're taking another statement and generalizing it. I said the government paid for research at a university, not took over healthcare.
The government stole that money and then paid for research at those universities. That money could be in your pocket and my pocket still, and we could decide for ourselves who to give it to.
It's generalization. The National Science Foundation gives out grants to universities, individuals, GE.
Have you heard of, point of information here, have you ever heard of the United Way?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what they are?
Of course I do.
Okay, so it's an organization that essentially in local areas catalogs the various different charities that are out there. So So all you need to do is somebody who wants to donate to a bunch of charities, instead of having to write 20 checks or 30 checks, you write one check to the United Way and you give it to them, and then they give it to all those charities.
So you're saying that if we just let business and the general population decide what way we're going to go,
freedom.
Technology involved, that we'll all take care of ourselves.
And that's right. So, freedom. Freedom works, dude.
So how far along would our highway system be if the federal government had said, well, we're going to charge a tax
Are you kidding me? You don't think that one state government could meet up a road with another state government, or that people who are building roads can't meet them together without having some federal government bureaucracy overarching everything and stealing people's money? You have to have theft in order to have interstates? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know why it's theft. I mean,
you
listen,
don't.
Listen, but you're going off my point. My point.
That's
is
okay.
Is
we
that,
can go anywhere
well,
we want to.
We pretty much
show.
Want the same thing. But it,
well, I don't
talk
want
radio,
theft.
On talk radio and on TV now, okay, because a lot of people don't read papers anymore. NPR has pretty good news. You get both sides of the story. We don't get the story. We just get bits and pieces. What suits the station, who their advertisers are.
Okay.
Some people, we got all this technology.
Why are there so few stations?
Now than we were then.
Why are there so few radio and television stations?
Newspapers.
Why are there so few radio and television stations? Your answer is newspapers?
No. I'm saying, why are there so few? You're asking me why radio and television stations, why are there so few? There's a lot more of them now than there were before. There aren't fewer of them. There's just all more.
Well, wait a minute. You were just complaining. Hold on a second. You were just complaining about the lack, and we got to let you go. There's a funny little sound in your phone. Appreciate hearing from you. But what he was complaining about was that, well, you know, there's all this corporate-controlled media, and there's not enough information, and essentially that these big businesses that are running these companies aren't doing their jobs appropriately, and complaints about the news media and all of that. Well, why don't we just have more radio stations? That'll solve that problem. Bring more competition into the marketplace. Have more listening options on the dial. He said he liked NPR, but he didn't really care much for anything else.
Yeah, and he said that NPR was unbiased. NPR considers the global warming debate to be a foregone conclusion. They don't even look at possibilities that it might be, you know, a fake.
The answer, of course, to the question is that it's the federal government that prevents new radio stations from popping up and new television stations from popping up. You have to jump through all kinds of hoops. If you want to do it legally, you've got to go through their process and get an application fee and get the engineering studies done, if they're even accepting applications for new licenses. So that's why there's a restriction on the amount of media that you can get off the airwaves. You go to the internet, you can get as much as you want. The internet's got everything because you don't have to beg a government bureaucracy's permission in order to put a blog online, thank goodness.
I love the idea that science would stop without the federal government's funding. We wouldn't have any more.
Gotta be kidding.
I mean, science has only been funded by the federal government over the last few decades.
Right.
I mean, this is a relatively new phenomenon. There are people alive in this nation when we didn't have science funded by the federal government. And I would contend that that science was probably more unbiased and less leaning towards a more status position.
Well, the federal government is interested in funding. I'm sure they fund things that are valuable, but at the same time, how many scientific studies are they funding that many people would consider completely useless? I say let the marketplace decide what is valuable and what is not. It works well for charities. It would work fine for science. And as far as, I mean, if you look at space travel, for instance, it's only recently that it's begun to open up to where NASA has allowed private space exploration.
Right. Before that, it was against the law.
Right. And because of that, now you've got all kinds of wonderful developments in private space travel and space hotels and low-cost trips. They're getting lower. The costs are getting lower to inner orbit and that sort of thing. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.